With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As Israeli warplanes hammer Gaza City, the Israeli military has called up 300,000 reservists ahead of an expected ground assault into Gaza. The terrorists are threatening to start killing their civilian hostages. They're holding more than 130 people. The U.S. and Britain, France, Germany, and Italy all condemning Hamas, labeling its attack an illegitimate, appalling act of terrorism. The BBC's James Landale has a sampling of reaction from elsewhere.
Outside the West, China's foreign ministry urged what it called the relevant parties to cool the situation down. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said stopping the fighting was a matter of urgency. In the Middle East, much of the focus was on the suffering of Palestinians. Saudi Arabia said it had warned something like this might happen because of what it called the continued occupation and deprivation of Palestinians' rights. But the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain criticized Hamas for escalating the conflict and abducting civilians.
11 Americans said to be among the 1,600 people who have been killed. Many more Americans are still unaccounted for. Also at SRNnews.com, special counsel prosecutors have interviewed President Biden in their ongoing classified documents investigation.
The White House said the president gave a voluntary interview on Sunday and Monday about his handling of sensitive materials. Spokesman Ian Sams issued a statement saying the president and the White House are cooperating with this investigation. An independent counsel is probing the improper storage of classified documents at Mr. Biden's Delaware home and a think tank office here in Washington.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A House vote on a new speaker is expected tomorrow. Nothing yet on a possible consensus candidate. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 54 points and NASDAQ ahead 26. This is SRN News. Another scientific discipline vows to wokeness.
An anthropological conference in Canada has removed a planned panel discussion about why biological sex remains necessary for scientific analysis. That is, when an anthropologist digs up a skeleton, it's important to identify if it belonged to a man or a woman. Organizers say the mere discussion of the idea that skeletons are either male or female would be damaging to the LGBT community and to the field of anthropology as a whole. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Burnout and deteriorating mental health symptoms like anxiety and depression are affecting religious leaders at a worrisome pace. Clergymen have increasingly stepped into the front lines of care for mental health distress across the country, but being constantly on call to share other people's trauma is one of the unique stressors that makes being a pastor so challenging. A coalition of organizations hosting a free one-day online church mental health summit tomorrow. This is SRN News. California is the first state to ban four chemicals from food and drink.
Among the ingredients outlawed are red dye number 3, a food coloring used in candy. It's one of several laws Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom signed Saturday. He also signed into law a measure allowing legislative staffers to unionize, a move that comes after lawmakers passed several labor initiatives amid a summer of strikes by hotel workers, actors, and writers. Newsom has until October 14th to act on legislation lawmakers have sent to his desk. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Auto workers have launched strikes at 3 General Motors facilities in Canada. Their union represents about 4,300 workers at the plants. They had warned that they would walk off the job if they failed to reach agreement with GM by midnight Monday. The action came after union workers ratified a new 3-year contract with Ford. A similar agreement is sought with GM. More details at SRNnews.com.